بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قصيدة أشعار وتعارف بالله التي اقتصدت وأنا شاهك محمد اختصاف نور الله مرقده. The title is مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, غم بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, حاصل ساحل مجھے تو خام ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے تو خام ہے, تیرے جلوہ کا نظارا چاہیے, تیرے جلوہ کا نظارا چاہیے, اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا تمیر, اپنی آہوں سے ڈرے جانا تمیر, اپنی بگڑی کا سو کو سوارا چاہیے, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, دست بکشا جانب زنجیر ماں, دست بکشا جانب زنجیر ماں, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے, میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے, اختر خستہ دور فتاد کو, اختر خطت ودور خطت دکو ان کی رحمت کا بلا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh Ari Billah Rumi waqt tabriz zamana mujaddid zamana hazrat shah hakim muhammad akhtar sahab nawwar allah marqadahu which hazrat has presented so beautifully in poetic form to show us how enjoyable deen is and that allah ta'ala has sent us in this world. We are on our journey to prepare to go back and meet Allah Rabbul Izzah. And how to go through this journey of life, every person thinks that I come in the world, I need some support. So Hazrat is teaching us that what is our real support? Allah Ta'ala did not send us in this world with no support. Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah Ta'ala knows every need of ours. Allah has sent us in this world. And what is our support? Hazrat says, Mujhko jine ka sahara chahiye. Everybody is desiring that, oh Allah, and I desire a support of life. And what is a support of life? Generally a sick person, his support is all the machines, the life support. And that thing, it can, any minute, it can just pack up and it can be finished. And then there's no life left in that person. The real support is, that Hazrat explained, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے that oh Allah, the support that I want is that in my heart there should be only one grief and that is the grief of your love that I must be loving you when a person has got and that is why Allah has sent us here to learn the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the company of the Arifin the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allah Ta'ala has taught us how to gain and build a support with Allah Ta'ala. Ya أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ That O people of Iman, first of all you recognize Allah is your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher. Now build a special contact with Allah Ta'ala which is called taqwa. And where you will get this? كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ Be in the company of the righteous, pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the special occasion we see. Allah Ta'ala wants everybody to get the support and the firm support from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That we should extract from our heart all the other worries. And just bring one worry in the heart. The worry that is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not. Every moment and then a person will be conscious. How should I lead my life? Then you won't have to ask that why should I, can I wear this? Can't I do this? Can I do this? You'll just think that will Allah Ta'ala be happy with me or not. And that is taqwa, that above fatwa, that you worried, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? And that we will learn from the sadiqeen, the true lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is what our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us, that to gain the strong support, this is the special occasion, the month of Ramadan Sharif. The month of Ramadan Sharif is also the object and purpose, as we heard, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ to gain taqwa, to gain that special, strong connection with Allah Ta'ala. And now you'll have the support of Allah. And then, that is one steam engine. And another steam engine is, be in the company of the pious servants, our mashayikh, and Allah Ta'ala has made it easy, available for us. We can't make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the company of our Shaykh and these Mubarak Majalis to take out all the other worries of our hearts and put this worry of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then a person realizes that when you come into this part of the gaining the love of Allah, then you realize this is an ocean. This is a vast ocean. What are all the oceans of this world compared to this ocean? Hazrat says, Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Lord, hamara dil hamadar tumhara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I want the shore of the ocean of your love. That, oh Allah, drown me in the ocean of your love. And this is such an ocean that doesn't really have a shore. The more you go into the ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is, the more you sit in the company of the majalis of the Ahlullah with an open heart, that I also want that love of Allah that is in that heart, that connection, that kayfiyati of ihsan, that all the time in the presence of Allah Rabbul Izzat, when a person just gets an iota of what this enjoyment is, then a person makes dua that, oh Allah, I also want the shore of this ocean of your love. And how to get this? Just present, sir, hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Say, oh Allah, I present myself and be a talib e sadiq. In other words, be a true seeker. Come to the threshold of the Ahlullah with the intention that truly I want to make my Islam. Allah Ta'ala must purify my heart through the barakat of my Shaykh. And I want presenting myself, my head, oh Allah, at your threshold. Please accept it. It's not worth being accepted in the least, but oh Allah, you are that kind being that you have purchased. Inna Allah ashtara minal mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Oh Allah, you are so kind and so and merciful that you have purchased for those people who want your love, that is the believers, that our dirty souls, which call our passion and desires, our nafs, which drives us towards evil, you purchased that, and in return, you gave us the best deal, بِأَنَّ لَوْمُ الْجَنَّةِ. You gave us something that is pure and everlasting enjoyment. So this is the month to present ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat with the intention that, oh Allah, please, we should be begging for our Islam. And this is the special ideal moments to be in this company and to be present for all these Mubarak gatherings and all these programs. This is not just to fill up our time, but these programs are extremely essential and necessary for myself, for my Islam and all our Islam. Then we'll see what is the connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the enjoyment of the month of Ramadan, it won't be just to be staying hungry, but you'll enjoy that fast. And then Hazrat says, when you realize this, that my life support and my only support, there is nobody for me. Wahu Allah, la ilaha illahu. It is only Allah, there is nobody for me besides Allah. Then you see such a person, all conditions that come in this world, Allah has sent conditions. That to test us. You say you want to become the friend of Allah and you want your Islam to be made, but remember the system of Allah is أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That what people think, once they say we have brought Iman, I want to be the friend of Allah, Allah is not going to test you. Allah is going to bring halat, conditions. And when conditions come, don't get trapped in the condition. Turn to the creator of those conditions. So Hazrat teaches us here how to pass through all the different conditions of life. That gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Any grief, any worry that comes to my heart, whether it's with regard to our dunya, whether it's with regard to our deen, that I'm still not performing my salah properly, I'm not keeping my roza properly, etc. The matters of our dunya, any test that comes upon us, illness, whatever the case may be, then under any condition, I just turn and cry out to my Allah. Only Allah Ta'ala knows my condition. And if Allah is there for me, then who should I turn to? There is nobody else that I should turn to. The first thing I should turn to, whether it's the pain I have got, whether it's sickness, whether it's any problem, turn only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah Ta'ala accordingly, Allah Ta'ala will make the arrangements and Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problem. And then Hazrat explained, when you realize this, then you'll see, now you'll start getting the enjoyment of life. And what is that enjoyment of life? Lazzat-e faryad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? That now you get the enjoyment of pleading and begging to Allah Rabbul Izzat when, so to say, there are storms in your life. All round it sees there's a problem. Now you are ill or your family is ill, and then there's some other problem. You have this problem, the car is not right, etc. All these looks like a whole storm in your life.
But that is the time that you enjoy and cry out to Allah. And you turn and you beg out only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, who said that you need to be on the shore? That means only when you are safe, when everything is comfortable, then only you get enjoyment in calling out to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And generally we have this lopsided idea that many of us, we are not punctual at our salah, for example, or we don't come regularly to the majalis of the Ahlullah, and if it is asked of us, why, what's the problem? No, I just got this problem in my business. When that is sorted out, then I'll be punctual at my salah. I've got this problem with my family. When that is sorted out, I'll be punctual. Hazrat says, that is not the system of Allah. Allah's system is, whatever problem comes in your life, turn more to Allah. Fafirru ilallah, run towards Allah. The more you run towards salah, the more you come to the majalis of the Ahlullah, then you'll realize that this is the way to sort out my problem. And now you'll beg Allah Ta'ala and you'll enjoy that dua more than you'll enjoy duas when you are in a comfortable condition. Then Hazrat explains, in this condition, when the storms are around you, all problems, hasil sahil mujhe tufano mein hai. Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. That I have achieved, Hazrat is teaching us, that the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they have achieved the shores of the ocean when they were drowning in the storm of, so to say, difficulty. And we see what the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, what test of Allah Ta'ala all the time upon him. For how many years, such disease, that worms used to come out from his body. But he realized this has come from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in that condition, outwardly people will pity him and think he's going through difficulty. But Hazrat says, Tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. At that time, he is getting the special, the countenance of Allah Ta'ala's special focus upon him. He can feel Allah Ta'ala's presence with him. And like it was asked of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam, after Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa now, and Allah gave him better health, better conditions again. So they said, oh Ayyub alayhi salam, now you must be feeling nice and comfortable. He says, no, that condition was better. They say, what do you mean that condition was better? He says, and this is an idea of the jalwa, the special nur and focus of Allah Ta'ala. When a person goes through difficulty, Allah brings that problem. Allah gives you the ability to make sabr, and this is the month to learn that sabr. That we just bear but patience, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, special focus comes upon him. He says, every morning I used to hear the direct call of Allah Ta'ala in my ear, that, oh my Ayyub, how are you feeling today? And just to hear, and that is the greatest medicine and the best medicine for a sick person. They just ask him, how are you feeling? Allahu Akbar. And from Allah Rabbul Izzat, when this call comes, then what can be said? So now outwardly you look like you're in storms, but you are in enjoyable conditions. And then Hazrat explains to us how to come out of this fast life of ours, and how to just take a turn, and this is the time, the special occasion. Every day is a day in our life to take a turn, but Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness, our unmindfulness. So Allah brings a special occasion of the month of Ramadan Sharif, that now is the time how to take a turn to Allah. Apne aaho se dare jana pe meer, apni bigri ko suwara chahiye. Hazrat says that, oh sir, how to change all your bad life and your evil conditions. Just start pouring out the tears in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala has made these times conducive. Whole day Allah Ta'ala has commanded all the malaika, just say Ameen on the du'as of my fasting servants. And Allahu Akbar. So all the time, this is the time to be crying and begging of Allah. Oh Allah, I've spoiled my life, the life you gave me. You brought me pure into this world, and I got caught up in all the wrong places. I got caught up in the traps of shaitan, all the filthy, dirty world, and all this attraction of the passion, etc., sports, etc. So all just to sort that out, Allah has made it so easy. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا. Those people who make tawbah. And what is the sign of tawbah? That is, you make a pledge of Allah, I won't go back to my dirty life. Now just make your Islah. And to make your Islah, this is the right place. This is the conducive. This is the ICU treatment where you will get. And you will see Allahu Akbar. If we spend our month of Ramadan properly, then our rest of our life, we can't explain how enjoyable it is. You that thought that I can't control my eyes, I can't stay away from sports and my wrong company. Now you see you're not interested in that anymore. So Hazrat is explaining us that this is the time to cry and beg to Allah Ta'ala. Don't let Shaitan fool us that he gets you caught up in sin, and then when you want to make tawbah, he says, where are you? Where is Allah going to accept you? No, our pious servant teach us that with that same filth and dirt, I'll go in the court of Allah. No matter how much my sins are, one drop of tear, that will put off the fire of Jahannam. And Allah's rahmat will come down upon us. And then Hazrat further explained, now when you realize this, and you take a turn now in the right direction, now you realize what is real life all about. That aap par har dam fida hu meri ja, ghair ko ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Now Allah, I've realized that you have given me my life, and for what? That every breath of mine, maksoode man tu wa radai tu. That, oh Allah, now my object and purpose of life is only you, and I want your pleasure. And how to gain this pleasure? Ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, oh Allah, you teach me your ma'rifat, your recognition, and that will turn into the love of Allah. So Allah has brought us here to teach us the ma'rifat in the company of the arif, the arifin, to learn the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you won't ghair ko keeper ko mujh ko parwa na chahe. Now you won't worry. Wala yaqafuna fillahi lawmata la'in. People will taunt you and people will pass remarks. Now you want to act very pious. Now you want to think that you are a pious person. You won't worry what people say. Now you'll be worried, Allah must be happy with me. What Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala wants me to love, that is what how I will love. People can tell you, don't act too pious. And people can tell you all the wrong things to do. You'll say, I'll sacrifice my life, but I won't sacrifice the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allahu Akbar, when you pass through this high connection with Allah, now you'll be begging Allah Ta'ala, das bakusha janibe zambile ma, mere sar ko tera sauda chahiye. That, oh Allah, I have taken the turn in my life, oh Allah. Now, there's this basket that I'm presenting of my evil deeds, oh Allah. I want your, so to say, your hand of your rahmat to turn towards me. Fill my basket, oh Allah. In which way? That my just ghalibi barjazibai mushkari, this filthy, dirty soul of mine, this useless person, oh Allah, you purchase my head. Let it be my head, and Allahu Akbar, and you purchase me. In other words, I'm not worthy of anything. But as our Mashayikh teach us, Mu'ana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you think you're unworthy, you're not like, where can I become a friend of Allah? Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy. Just come in the company of those that you regard as worthy, the servants of Allah, the friends of Allah. You just sit in their company with an open heart, with their desire also to become the friend of Allah, and you'll see Allah Ta'ala's special focus, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come. And these are the days, the first 10 days Allah is open, the days of rahmat now, and we should be begging, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. That, oh Allah, you forgive me, and you have mercy upon me. You are that creator of mercy. Who can show better mercy than Allah Rabbul Izzat? And as a person just says, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah Ta'ala's attention comes immediately to a person. So this is the special occasion and so conducive occasion that we beg Allah Ta'ala. And after all this, when a person feels you're getting closer to Allah, you realize that I'm still far. And you'll be worried that have I got Allah's love? And that we'll only know when we leave this world. And then Hazrat teaches us here, Akhtari khatta wa dur uftada ku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. The more you get closer to Allah, the more you realize, oh Allah, I am worthy of nothing. I am still far from you, oh Allah. All I want, oh Allah, I just want you to call, to pull me into your mercy. Oh Allah, I want that mercy of yours, that so to say, that sound of yours, you're calling me, please call me, oh Allah, and pull me towards you. And this is what we call jazz. that, oh Allah, I can't come close to you. I am so weak, I am so useless, but we must carry on our effort and beg Allah Ta'ala to pull us towards Him. And this is the occasion Allah has brought us here. We should make an effort and carry on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.